75 years ago this week, the United States Supreme Court issued a decision that ranks in shame with Plessy v. Ferguson. That ruling upheld so-called separate but equal facilities in the Jim Crow South. In the 1927 Buck v. Bell case, Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes declared infamously, "Three generations of imbeciles are enough," and the court upheld Virginia's practice of sterilizing citizens who were judged to be insane, idiotic, imbecilic, or epileptic. About 7,000 of them from the 1920s until even the 1970s. Yesterday, Governor Mark Warner of Virginia issued an apology for that practice. Stephen Selden of the University of Maryland has written about the movement that justified sterilization, eugenics. Stephen Selden, how widespread was forced sterilization in the United States?
It was a national movement. Not all states sterilized, but a vast majority of them did. The typical victim was poor and white. Over 60,000 Americans were sterilized during the period.
And judged in some way feeble-minded was a term used in those days.
Often it was. Those who would make the judgments would visit poor communities. Most areas had such poor communities. They would look quickly at some of these folks and judge them to be feeble-minded.
Who was Carrie Buck of the Buck versus Bell case that the Supreme Court heard?
Carrie Buck was the daughter of a woman who may have been, as we would call, a loose woman, who was in fact institutionalized. And Buck was an au pair living with a family. She was raped by a member of the family and became pregnant and gave birth to a child. Rather than recognize the young man's behavior, they sent Buck to the Lynchburg School for the feeble-minded, and in fact kept the child themselves.
And at these institutions in Virginia, I read, if the superintendent of the institution or the attending physician or one other person said this person should be sterilized, so it was. No parent, no family member had to approve of it.
Exactly correct. And it became clear to the governors of the institution that this was not going to go well if somebody actually brought a case against them. And so they used Carrie Buck as the test case and brought her case to the state Supreme Court where the court agreed that, yes, she could be sterilized.
I wonder if you could now place this practice of sterilization within the worldview of the eugenists and eugenics, the idea that policies could somehow improve the human gene pool.
The basic assumption of the American eugenics, and these would be what we would call mainline eugenicists, was that all human traits, from eye color to intelligence to a disposition to wandering, were transmitted from one generation to the other in the same way that the traits of Gregor Mendel's peas were. And they believed then that the best way to improve the race, as they called it, was to control the breeding of the next generation. We call this negative eugenics, so that we keep people from having children. Positive eugenics, we'd recommend that the best marry the best.
And at least implicit, if not explicit in this view, was that there would be some racial hierarchy of traits as well that one would want to encourage or discourage.
Interestingly enough, that's correct. The discourse of eugenics, generally speaking, simply spoke to biological merit. And of course, the people who were judged to be meritorious were exclusively white.
I've also read that at the first International Congress for Eugenics, which was in London in 1912, the son of Charles Darwin presided. Winston Churchill led the British delegation. Alexander Graham Bell was there. The presidents of Harvard and Stanford were in the American delegation. This was not considered far-out quackery at the time.
It was not considered far-out quackery at the time, and it's a complex history, the eugenics movement. Liberals and conservatives supported it. The mainline eugenics movement, which would lead to Carrie Buck sterilization, was a very specific and narrowly focused dimension of the American eugenics movement.
Dr. Selden, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Stephen Selden of the University of Maryland is the author of Inheriting Shame, The Story of Eugenics and Racism in America.